Welcome to the South Central Coast Regional Consortium's podcast.
Yes.
And today we're diving into some exciting news.
Okay.
About ILED charter schools.
Right.
And how they're using a grant from the K-12 Strong Workforce Program to create some innovative career pathways for their students.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see this type of investment in education, especially when it's aligned with the workforce needs here on the South Central Coast.
So for those who might not be familiar, ILED is a network of charter schools right here in SoCal.
Yes.
And they've got a very unique approach to learning.
They do.
That really sets them apart.
Right. Their ILED methodology blends project-based learning, personalized plans for each student, and a strong emphasis on social-emotional learning.
That's amazing.
Plus, they have a diverse range of learning environments, from traditional classrooms to online and homeschooling options.
So they're already pushing the boundaries of traditional education.
Yeah.
And now they're taking it a step further with this grant. What was the spark, the problem they were looking to solve?
Well, they saw a real gap
in
CTE participation.
And CTE stands for?
Career and Technical Education.
Gotcha.
And it wasn't just a general trend. The numbers were particularly low among BIPOC students.
Ew.
And students with disabilities.
Okay.
They realized they needed to do more to create a more equitable learning environment.
Right.
And really open doors for all students.
That's a critical issue.
It is.
And it sounds like this grant is really giving them the resources to tackle it head on.
Yeah, definitely.
How are they putting those resources into action?
So they're creating three entirely new CTE pathways.
Okay.
Aviation/aerospace.
Wow.
Game design.
Interesting.
And early childhood education.
So these fields.
Yes.
Are projected to experience.
Right.
Significant job growth.
Yes.
In our region.
Mm-hmm.
And BILED is strategically preparing students.
They are.
To step into those high demand.
Exactly.
High paying careers. Now it's fascinating how those pathways directly connect to the South Central Coast Regional Consortium's own plan for workforce development.
Yeah.
They're not just teaching.
Right.
They're anticipating the future needs of our regional economy.
They are.
And they're doing it in a really smart way by leveraging partnerships.
Yes.
We're talking about collaborations with Antelope Valley College.
Yes.
And College of the Canyons.
That's right.
Which opens up incredible opportunities for students.
It does.
Community colleges.
Uh-huh.
Now that's interesting.
Yeah.
Why that specific choice?
Right.
What's the thinking behind that?
Well, it's all about creating a smooth transition for students, almost like a bridge.
Okay.
From high school to higher education and then right into the workforce.
I see.
Through dual enrollment programs.
Right.
Students can earn college credits while they're still in high school, getting a head start on their future careers.
Hold on. Break that down for me.
Sure.
What exactly is dual enrollment?
Okay. So dual enrollment lets high school students.
Okay. Take college-level courses and earn credits that count towards both their high school diploma and a college degree.
Wow.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
Because students can explore their interests, get a taste of college rigor, and save time and money on their overall education.
Oh, I see the benefit for students, but what's in it for the colleges?
Well, these colleges are invested in the future of our region.
Right.
And they recognize that by partnering with ILED, they're cultivating a pipeline of talented, well-prepared students who are ready to hit the ground running in these in-demand fields.
So it's a strategic partnership.
It is.
For everyone involved.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm. Like everyone is working together, pulling in the same direction to support these students and strengthen our regional economy.
Exactly.
What are some specific examples of the programs being offered through these partnerships? So Antelope Valley College, for instance, has a fantastic baccalaureate degree in airframe manufacturing technology, which aligns perfectly with that aviation/aerospace pathway we were talking about.
That's amazing.
That's a bachelor's degree that students could potentially complete without even leaving their ILED campus.
A bachelor's degree right out of high school.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is.
And what about College of the Canyons?
So College of the Canyons has a robust selection of associate in science degrees that connect directly with the game design and early childhood education pathways.
Oh, wow.
They have programs in network technology and cybersecurity for those interested in game design.
Okay.
And degrees in both elementary teacher education and early childhood education.
Yeah.
These are highly sought after fields with great job prospects here in the South Central Coast.
This is really starting to paint a picture of the potential impact. You're telling me that these kids could graduate high school
yeah.
with college credits, industry-recognized certifications,
yes.
and real-world experience.
But exactly.
That's a game changer.
It is.
It's not just about getting a job.
Right.
It's about equipping these students with the skills and knowledge to thrive
yes.
in a rapidly evolving job market.
Absolutely.
I'm so impressed by what ILED is doing with this grant.
Yeah.
But I know we've only just scratched the surface.
We have.
We'll be back in part two to dive even deeper into how they're using these partnerships to close equity gaps.
Right.
And create a brighter future for all students.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about that.
Welcome back. We're unpacking how ILED is shaking up the education game with their K-12 Strong Workforce Program grant.
Hmm.
Last time, we were blown away by their strategic partnerships with Antelope Valley College and College of the Canyons. Talk about giving students a head start. But I'm particularly interested in how ILED is going above and beyond to support students who might face additional barriers.
Yeah.
Those disproportionately impacted students
That's where it gets really powerful.
Yeah.
ILED isn't just creating opportunities.
Right.
They're actively building a support system to ensure that those opportunities are yeah. accessible and equitable for every student.
Okay. I'm all ears. What does that support system actually look like on the ground?
Right.
What are they doing differently?
One key element is their focus on IEP transition services.
Okay.
Remember, an IEP, or Individualized Education Program, is a plan created for students with disabilities to ensure they're receiving the support they need
right.
to succeed.
So they're acknowledging that students with disabilities might need additional support to thrive in these CTE pathways.
Exactly. And they're being very proactive. They're providing specialized training for their staff
okay.
on how to effectively implement IEP transition services,
yep.
ensuring students are getting the guidance and resources they need to navigate these new pathways successfully.
It's impressive that they're not just assuming they know what's best, but actually investing in training their staff.
Right.
To meet the unique needs of these students.
Yeah.
That's really walking the walk when it comes to inclusion.
Absolutely. And it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Right.
They're also taking steps to better understand the needs of all their DIS students. For example,
okay.
they're revamping their CTE surveys to gather more targeted data.
Okay. So data is key.
Yeah.
You can't solve a problem without understanding it. What kind of data are they hoping to collect through these improved surveys?
They want to get a clearer picture of the challenges and barriers that DIS students might face.
Okay.
When it comes to CTE participation.
Gotcha.
They're looking at things like student perceptions of CTE, access to information and resources,
yeah.
and any cultural or social factors that might influence their decision making.
So they're not just looking at numbers. They're trying to understand the lived experiences of these students and identify any systemic barriers that might be in place.
Precisely. And this data will directly inform their strategies. They'll use it to develop more targeted support programs, tailor their marketing materials to resonate with diverse student populations, and create a more inclusive and welcoming environment overall.
It's like they're building a system that's responsive to the needs of its students.
Yeah.
Constantly learning and evolving. That's really impressive.
It's a dynamic approach, and it goes beyond just supporting students individually.
Right.
ILED is also working to shift the overall culture around CTE within the school.
Okay.
For instance, they're implementing culturally relevant marketing campaigns to raise awareness and generate excitement about CTE among all students.
Tell me more about that. How are they tailoring their marketing to reach different student groups?
They're using a variety of strategies, including showcasing successful alumni from diverse backgrounds,
okay.
highlighting career paths that align with student interests, and partnering with community organizations that serve underrepresented populations.
So they're really trying to dismantle stereotypes and show students that a successful future
yes.
in a high-demand field is attainable regardless of their background.
Right. It's about creating a sense of belonging and possibility, showing students that they can see themselves represented in these fields.
I'm really liking this holistic approach. It's not just about ticking boxes. It's about creating a culture where all students feel supported and empowered to pursue their dreams.
And that's ultimately what leads to success.
Right.
Now, speaking of success, ILED has set some ambitious goals for this grant. They're not just aiming for participation. They're looking at tangible outcomes.
Okay, let's talk numbers. What are their specific targets?
Yeah.
And how are they measuring success?
One of their primary goals is to increase CTE enrollment.
Okay.
Specifically among those DIS groups we've been discussing, they want their CTE enrollment to mirror the demographics of their school community as a whole.
It's directly reflecting the community.
Exactly. They're aiming for a 3% increase in CTE enrollment annually for the next 3 years.
That's a pretty significant jump, but it sounds like they're putting the right pieces in place to achieve it. Are they just focused on enrollment, or are they tracking other metrics as well?
Oh, they're not stopping there. ILED is also looking at CTE completion rates.
Okay.
Aiming for a 5% annual increase over the same period.
Wow.
After all, enrolling is one thing, but completing a program and earning a credential is where the real power lies.
Absolutely, because a credential translates to real-world opportunity.
Yes.
A tangible asset students can take with them as they launch their careers.
You got it. And to get a full picture of the impact, they're also tracking things like student retention rates from 8th to 9th grade.
Okay.
And the percentage of learners who meet the college and career exploration goals outlined in their individual learning plans.
Wow.
They're not just looking at one data point, but evaluating the overall trajectory of student success.
It sounds like they've got a really comprehensive approach to measuring impact, mm-hmm. considering both the quantitative and the qualitative aspects. Mm-hmm. But we've still got more to uncover, right?
Yeah.
What other exciting developments are on the horizon for ILED?
You bet. In our final part, we'll explore the long-term vision for these programs, how ILED plans to ensure their sustainability, and the broader lessons other schools can learn from their innovative approach. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to our deep dive into ILED's groundbreaking work with the K-12 Strong Workforce Program grant. In the previous parts, we explored their innovative CTE pathways, the power of their partnerships with Antelope Valley College and College of the Canyons, and their unwavering commitment to supporting disproportionately impacted students. Now, I want to shift gears and look at the bigger picture. What are the long-term implications of this work, and what can other schools learn from ILED's example?
What's really exciting here is how ILED is showcasing the ripple effect of strategic partnerships.
Yep.
They've recognized that they can't achieve these ambitious goals alone.
Right.
They've brought together community colleges, industry partners, and their dedicated staff to create a truly interconnected support system.
So it's like a whole ecosystem of support with everyone working together to nurture these students' potential.
Yeah, and that's the key takeaway for other schools. ILED's model is replicable, even scalable, to other regions and contexts.
Oh, wow. So any school district can look at ILED's approach and start identifying potential partners in their own backyard.
Exactly. The first step would be to conduct a needs assessment.
Okay.
What are the unique needs of their student population? What industries are thriving in their region? Once they have that information, they can start reaching out to local community colleges, businesses, and industry leaders to explore potential collaborations.
It makes sense to start with the end in mind, figuring out where the students want to go, and then building those bridges to get them there.
Right.
But let's be realistic. This K-12 Strong Workforce Program grant is a major catalyst for ILED, but grants don't last forever.
Mm.
How can schools ensure that these programs are sustainable in the long run?
That's the million-dollar question, and ILED is already thinking ahead. Sustainability isn't just about securing funding.
Yeah.
It's about embedding these programs into the DNA of the school, the district, the entire community.
So it's about building a culture where CTE is valued and prioritized, not just seen as an add-on or an afterthought.
Exactly. It's about shifting mindsets, not just allocating resources.
Right.
It's about creating a system where all stakeholders, from teachers and administrators to parents and community members, understand the value of CTE and are actively engaged in supporting student success.
It sounds like a pretty monumental shift, but clearly it's possible. ILED is proving that it can be done.
Yeah.
What are some specific strategies schools can implement to build that kind of sustainable ecosystem for CTE?
One key strategy is to build strong relationships with industry partners.
Okay.
This can take many forms, from inviting guest speakers to offering internships and apprenticeships. When businesses have a stake in the success of CTE programs, they're more likely to invest in them both financially and through mentorship opportunities.
So it's about showing businesses the value proposition, how investing in CTE can benefit their bottom line by creating a pipeline of skilled workers.
Right. And it goes both ways. Schools need to be responsive to the evolving needs of the workforce, ensuring that their curriculum and training programs are aligned with the latest industry trends and technologies. It's a dynamic partnership where everyone benefits.
It's a win-win for everyone involved. Students gain valuable skills and real-world experience. Businesses get access to a pool of qualified talent, and the community as a whole thrives. This has been such an inspiring conversation. iLED is a shining example of what's possible when we think outside the box, embrace collaboration, and invest in the future of our students.
I agree. Their work is a testament to the power of innovation and a reminder that we all have a role to play in creating pathways to success for every student.
Thank you for joining us on the South Central Coast Regional Consortium's podcast. We hope you'll tune in again for another deep dive into the world of education and innovation.